That you can explore in the game?
Yeah, yeah. Three islands that Gotham is split into.
Just tell me the numbers of gamblers. I've got, I'm on pressure now, I've got to get this right.
Is it A2, B7, C3, D10?
I'm torn between two.
Well, it's not two, I can
say
that.
No, no, there's no one, it's two.
Why would you say that? Stop giving him a hand.
Yeah, okay.
Alright. So,
what's he going with?
Two. No! I wouldn't mind that, but I probably messed up. He swayed to three islands. Proper messed it up.
You know, he asked him to repeat the question. He went, what three islands is it split into?
Yeah. Hey, guys, girls, gamers, nerds alike, and those who found the show by mistake. Welcome to From Dusty Couches to Broken Discs. I'm your host, Glenn, along with my co-host, Adam.
Yo.
And my co-host, Hedge Dave.
Hi.
We look at games old and new, from everything that you have played to everything you're playing today. But before we start this week's episode, let's plug in that controller and spin that disc and roll the intro credits. So, yes, those that have been watching for quite some time or just clicked onto this episode, you may think, why the hell are these three together in one room? They're usually at home in their own houses. Well, we fancy the change and we thought, why not get together and actually use Adam's space? So this is Adam's room. We've kind of just commandeered the room.
It's just a cage. It's basically a cage.
He had no choice.
I didn't invite anybody back.
We just knocked on the door and came in. Yeah.
He's the worst host in the world.
But before we do get into this week's
episode, bring your own chairs.
Bring our own chairs. No cushions.
I've got a sore ass.
We've not even been offered a drink.
It's no cushion.
It's not because of the chair either. Don't be fooled.
So, before we do get into the main part of this week's episode, let's see how the guys are doing. Dave, how are you?
Again, I've got a sore ass. I'm sat in this fucking shit chair. I've got a pair of your dirty underpants over a light here, which is awesome. This is light in the room, is it?
It's a light diffuser, and all I've got is a bed sheet, all right?
A light diffuser with a skin on it?
Trying to give it a nice ambiance in the room, mate.
It's not. It's just making me sad.
Adam, how are you?
I'm better now.
Yes.
We'll start off by
explaining why this episode is late.
Yeah, people might have noticed that we've had to skip a week. Last week, we all went to for a day out. We won't name the place that we went to because I don't want to get in trouble.
But you can check the video out.
But we went to this place that had loads of arcade machines. We all had food together. And lo and behold, out of everybody that attended, I was the only one who got food poisoning. And
Adam got the floor.
I was firing out of both ends for about 5 days straight.
This is why you play Ring of Fire.
Dave paid them to sort of like spit on the food.
Laser.
It was more than spit on that.
You thought that was a hot dog, it was a turd.
That has probably, honestly, been the illest I've been ever in my life. I've never been that ill before.
Well, I do want to say it's nice to actually us all be together for an episode. So this is going to be either very good or very crap.
So I think it's going to be the latter.
I'm going to go with the latter.
Bear with us because this is a work in progress. So, as you are here, you know that this is the last of our Batman episodes.
Thank God.
It's been a long, long journey.
I was excited for today, but it's so long since it's set up that I'm fucking done. I'm done with this already.
This is going to be a 10-minute episode.
It's taking us an hour and a half to get set up.
Yes. Maybe next time we may be a little bit more prepared.
So on that as well, we do apologise for the audio quality because we've had issues with the microphones.
Many issues.
It might sound a bit shitter than usual. And that's not just the content either.
Might not just be Adam's arse. We don't know. But yes, we are this week looking at Arkham Knight, the final of the Batman Arkham games. Some of you may notice we have skipped Origins. We don't count it in the main trilogy, unfortunately. So I'm going to go to Dave first. Dave, sort of Arkham Knight memories, game-wise, anything you can think of?
Major point for me was the Batmobile. The Batmobile. I mean, it was one of them. I mean, I love my driving games and things like that. So I did love the idea of the Batmobile being added. But there's so many, like, everyone's got a tank.
Yeah.
Every enemy's got a tank.
That's one of my points to talk about.
It's just like, it does seem so pointless. It was pretty much Crazy Taxon.
You know what, the Batmobile itself, when they brought it out and it was the tank, it was quite nice to have the Batmobile, but I felt it was a bit lackluster to me. This is the thing that had been building up from the first game. That first shot, you said it in the episode, where you're speeding around the corner, you're in the Batmobile, you've got goosebumps, you're like, yes! And then you get out of the Batmobile and he's there, and you even see it in Arkham, in Arkham Asylum. It's there on the forecourt, and you can't do anything with it. You know,
it's just such a tease.
And then the second one, there was nothing. You were just sort of like, this is a big city, why can't I drive around? Mm. And then they made the map 5 times bigger.
I understand in City why they didn't have the car, because he was in this enclosed city, so getting a car. I know, like, in Arkham Knight, the plane brings the car and drops it off. So he could have done that in City, but I also understand, like, it made more sense.
He's waiting for some royalty check to pass through, weren't he? Anything else?
I've been with him, but Harley Quinn.
We said it on the last episode. The Harley Quinn in this one was probably one of the best ones.
This is my favourite.
I 100%
when he knocks her out, I just puts her over the shoulder.
No, it doesn't pass.
Just shot of her ass.
Yes, like... Done. That was it.
They knew what they were doing.
Trying to find the footage for that bit now is going to be the hardest part.
It's like, did you see, like, the part where, obviously, when he picks up Harley Quinn, he's got her over his shoulder, and then Robin looks so sad, having that big fucking edge guard. So Batman gets to pick up Harley Quinn looking all fit, and then he's got this big edge guard on his back.
Oh, God. Adam, what about you? Memories of sort of Arkham Knight?
Yeah, so, like, my memory is, obviously, I loved the first two.
Yeah.
I bought them on console. So I thought on this one, because it was the finale, I thought I'm going to go all out. I'm going to buy it for PC. I had a custom built PC, and I still do, but I had a different one at the time, which was, it was aging, I won't lie. It was getting on. My graphics card I'd had since I started uni, so it was pretty old. It was held together with duct tape.
That's awesome. So you would have started uni in what?
2008?
Batman Arkham Knight came out what year?
2015.
Yep. Yeah. So it was honestly, it was held together with duct tape because it was just falling apart.
Those underpants are younger than that.
Oh, I can smell them. So why did you have to put them near my fucking face?
Give you a nice golden brown complex.
Making my eyes water.
So yes,
you can at least fucking wash them.
But that would have taken away the flavour. So,
why is this supposed to be the bat suit sealed in the flavour?
That's Glenn's version of the bat signal.
Doesn't fucking
stain on the wall.
A shit smear on the wall. Oh, Glenn's been here.
We will try and slowly move on.
Anyway, so yeah, so I was poor as fuck. That's hence why I had to, like, basically strap everything up. I'd replaced other parts, but I just couldn't afford a graphics card, because as people know,
you sort of work on like a Frankenstein machine.
Yeah, yeah. So I bought Arkham Knight for it, thinking, you know what, I'm just going to... The PC will be a better experience. I can put better graphics on it. Like, it'd just be... I just thought it would be a better experience. Put it on. I was like, fuck it. I'm going to turn everything up to full. And I blew.
I've kind of got a feeling this is going to burst into flames.
I blew the graphics card. And it just died. It just completely fucking died. So I bought this game and I couldn't play it. I spent all the last bit of my money on this fucking game and I couldn't play it. Luckily, a friend of mine had, he'd recently changed his graphics card, so he had an old one, which was a piece of shit. So I had to play everything on the lowest settings. So I might as well just fucking bought it on console.
He keeps playing the PS1 version downgrade.
So yeah, that was what kind of kickstarted Arkham Knight for me.
Yeah. Well, I remember getting Arkham Knight. So they obviously did collect editions of the game, and they announced one with the actual model of the Batmobile. Mm-hmm. So I pre-ordered that from Amazon, and I was dead chuffed. I was getting it. I think it was like 200 quid. Mm. And then about a week after I pre-ordered it, everyone got an email saying, "Yeah, that version's been completely scrapped." Because they weren't making any money from this version of the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember a version where you got a Batmobile.
No, you were meant to.
Because I could tell you I would have fucking bought it.
Yeah. I will try and find a shot of that at the moment, but whether I can find it or not is a different matter. So I remember because I was talking to our friend Nick, who lives in Australia, because he managed to sort of pre-order it at the same time as well, and his got cancelled like a few days after mine. So it just got absolutely canned everywhere. So I've got the gravestone version, which is the figure of Batman overlooking the city as if it's a gravestone.
Yeah.
With a light in it. I've still got that somewhere. I tried to find it, but unfortunately, again, it's somewhere in a storage unit covered in crap somewhere. So,
well, try to buy you a fucking dirty box.
Not like as a good example of that. So I pre-ordered this, and just when I thought everything was going right, I got another email. Unfortunately, you're not going to get the version of the game on day of release. We don't. This is Amazon, by the way, emailing all the customers going, "You're not going to get the game for about 2 weeks after release." And I was like, "You fucking what?" But in Amazon's all infinite wisdom, they sent everyone an email code to download the game. So within that time, I could have just cancelled the game, not received the game, but had a free download for the game on day of release. I didn't do that. I did wait for the actual game to turn up.
So you wasn't a scumbag in the
end? No, I wasn't. I was actually quite nice. I waited for the game, patient. But by the time the game arrived, I'd completed it. So it never actually left the box. It just stayed in the box for a few months.
Well, that helps with the value.
It does. And then eventually I took it out.
Never mind.
It's imagining playing with his fingers.
Yeah. The thing I loved about this game, though, is the larger Arkham. The larger Gotham City.
Yeah.
You know, you had so much more, and you can understand why they saved the Batmobile for this.
Yeah.
Because you had more to do now.
It makes sense, but as Dave said at the start, like the situation with the tanks, like, great. The first time you battle those tanks, you're like, this is
mint. Yeah, this is mint.
But then the fact that you have to do it every fucking 10 minutes.
Literally, I know, there's just like no point. It's like, oh, I'm going to jump out the Batmobile and fly for a bit. And I've got to get back in the Batmobile and I've got to do this again.
Yeah, it was, and like, I know the city is pretty big.
Yeah.
The Arkham, and that's why obviously it justified having a car. But at the same time, I felt like it could have been bigger.
The city
was only Arkham Central, wasn't it? It wasn't.
It was split into different islands, so you had different sections you could go to. But that's one of the. I don't want to say too much.
Yeah, because
it's one of the questions on the quiz. It's one of the questions on the quiz. Stay tuned for the end.
Because I know at the end of the game you go to Arkham Asylum because that's where.
Yeah,
Scarecrow captures.
That bit itself is great because it feels like you've gone full circle.
Full circle.
It does, but at the same time, I feel like maybe not during the game, but after you've completed the game, I feel like you should have been able to drive there.
Yeah,
you should have been because if you got high enough to certain points, you could see Arkham Asylum.
Yeah,
you could see Wayne Manor. And you could see Arkham City.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, you should have been able to drive to all three of them.
Yeah,
it would have just connected all the games together.
True.
Again, it doesn't have to be during the storyline. You would have had to complete it to open these.
So it's like a little Easter egg, really, isn't it?
But in my opinion, to justify the car, you should have been able to drive further and go to these places.
True.
It was just sort of like driving from one section to another, and that going into switching into sort of like the artillery mode from the normal driving mode.
And you have to hold the fucking bumper. Yeah,
but actually, you could trigger it. You could actually go into your settings and do it, so you just tap it and you would have it as that, and then you could just tap it again to come out of it.
It does look
Did you not know that? I'd be like, punch me, Dave.
You know, like I was saying before, though, that's why I was saying, like, it really reminds me of like something like Crazy Taxi, because it's so messy. Like, yeah. you can't drive that car well. you crash through everything, solid, every fucking building, every car. That's,
it really was. You know, it sort of, we wanted the Batmobile more than anything, but I feel like it did leave a bit of a sour taste.
Yeah.
You know, sweet. I was expecting so much more. You know what I would have loved? To just drive around in sort of like the Tim Burton Batmobile. Oh, I know you could have done that in the download content. I know you could do that. Uh-huh. And you had the challenge maps for it. But being able to put that skin on and do some of the challenge maps or the Riddler missions would have been so much fun.
Yeah, true.
Just being, because obviously we got all these different Batman skins, which I'm not going to lie, were again on this game compared to like Batman City, Batman Arkham City.
Batman City.
So this is going to be called Arkham Knight, Bat City.
Please, some like disco music in the background.
But that was the thing I really wanted, sort of using the different Batmobiles, being able to switch your skins so you could have the Tim Burton look.
Yeah.
Getting the Tim Burton Batman.
With the nipples.
Yeah, I was going to say, with Joel Schumacher. So that was different.
We don't talk about Batman and Robin.
Even though we've talked about the one with the nipples in every episode.
We're trying to avoid bat nipples. Can we at least leave nipples out of the next episode?
I won't put them in the
which
next image.
Isn't Batman related.
I won't put it in the next image.
So, I mean, one thing I do need to ask you guys, how did you feel about the new Batsuit? Because we went from like the cloth style that we used to full on metal suit of armour.
I preferred the old one. Like Arkham City was my favourite one.
Yeah, I agree. But he did start off with that and then he upgraded during the game.
It was when you get the Batmobile because the suit was to match the Batmobile. It's like the suit that you could use to drive the Batmobile. It's like, you know, you never needed the special
suit. He was
basically to drive it for.
The thing is with that suit, obviously it looks cool, but he was essentially wearing a tank.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Like, that was the, like, with the older games as well, it made him a bit more down to earth, because you could see him getting
beaten up, it made him just getting more gripped and damaged.
Well,
you can understand
like
that, because with the progression, it means that he's learned.
He's trying to make his suit indestructible. Yeah, of course.
That's his ultimate goal.
We said that, didn't we, that you start the game with all the gadgets. And you're like, right, so they're the same ones that he used in Arkham Asylum because he knows he's technically in Arkham.
Yeah.
He knows how he did it last time. So he's learned from that. and another thing as well, how did you... you know, I was trying to find...
He'll be the underpants.
It's
getting quite flavoursome.
With the walking around, how would you feel about just randomly seeing Joker just scattered around? It's like you just walk up to a building, you're about to jump off, and Joker's just sat there. And you're like, huh? And you turn back and he's gone. And you're like, what's going on? And then it turns out that you've got Joker's blood in you, and you're like, huh?
Hallucinations.
Yeah.
I must admit, I really... Even though it's not my favourite game, I really, really like the storyline.
Yeah, I did enjoy the storyline of this game. The story was so good.
And it was more the Joker like taking over Batman that I liked. Like, I really liked how they integrated that and how it didn't interrupt the gameplay. It was just subtly placed in there.
Yeah.
And like the bit with Barbara Gordon.
Was
all...
It took a lot of inspiration from a lot of comics.
Yeah. On that as well, you know, like, because it was, obviously it turned out that he was gassed and... They give him the scare fucking...
Skyproof.
The shit.
Fear toxin, that's what
I get. So I was waiting for him to find the words.
I would never have got it.
You should have done the loading thing.
But they take up the whole screen now.
Did you know, during that bit, if you were, obviously we... I didn't notice it straight away. I don't know if you guys did.
Then you see Joker move the gun.
Yeah, Joker is the one that passes Barbara the gun, and that's how you know that it's not real.
Because obviously he's in his head anyway.
And it let you know that every time you saw the Joker, he essentially was inhaling the toxin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
which yeah. I just thought it was really clever.
At the end of the day, what was really good about that, sorry to interrupt,
no,
that,
no,
is
cool.
The way Scarecrow played on it. Scarecrow didn't know what he was seeing. Scarecrow yeah. has no idea what Batman is seeing. He's just saying generic things
yeah.
that would get to you. Sort of like how a psychic, when they read things for you,
yeah.
they say generic things that affects everybody, and that's how Scarecrow works, which is fantastic because obviously he's a psychiatrist. So he's going to say
yeah.
the basic things.
Basic things.
Which, don't get me wrong, the voice acting in this as well, just to go off it, with John Noble doing Scarecrow, don't you think it should have been Kelsey Grammer? Fraser Crane!
Yeah,
Scarecrow!
Yeah,
yeah. And he just sort of comes on and goes, I'm listening. That would have done it for me. That was it. I mean, I love John Noble. He's a fantastic actor. And I think that he actually played such a great role. But Kelsey Grammer, hands down, would have been brilliant. Just absolutely great.
I agree.
In regards to sort of the story as well, any points that sort of stand out to you, Dave?
I mean, obviously all the iterations of the Joker, obviously you've got like, what is it, three different, is it three or four different versions
of the
Joker?
Oh yeah, you've
got
all the people that are infected. Yeah, they're all sort of like
different
aspects.
Yeah, there's sort of all these different versions of the Joker, and then you've got like this little frail old man and he feels
yeah.
like, oh, it's one of these one who fucks them all over.
Yeah.
Well, he was able... Was he able to suppress it? Is that why...
I think it was, yeah. It's been so long since I've played it.
He was
yeah. watching
basically,
clips of
he
it.
He was already a Joker. He was just having everybody on him.
Exactly,
yeah.
pretty much.
On that as well, did you notice... But you probably will, because you know everything. Like, did you notice...
Useless ball of knowledge.
So you know, like... The Joker is in Batman's head. At the start of the game, he's fucked and he's rashed up like he is at the end of City.
Yeah.
But towards the end of the game, he's better. So every time you see Joker throughout the game,
yeah,
he progressively looks better as he becomes
yeah.
stronger and stronger in Bruce's mind.
Yeah.
True.
He becomes better and better.
Yeah.
And again, that was just another subtle little touch that I never noticed it at first.
Yeah, you don't until someone points
it
out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was on like the second or third time playing it that I fucking...
Well, I saw something when I was looking up about it, and you know, something like the worst thing for the Joker is he didn't want to be forgotten.
Yeah.
Or something
yeah.
that's basically like one of the premises for the whole
story.
Well,
that is
really.
An exact scenario. Happens
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to be forgotten.
Yeah.
But,
and I mean, the game itself, the story was fantastic because the concept behind the story of Arkham Knight
yeah.
was originally going to be the third Tim Burton Batman movie with Scarecrow.
Yeah.
That was where they were going. And obviously it was scrapped and Joel Schumacher took over. But obviously this game also took aspects of Batman The Long Halloween, which was technically the pinnacle of Batman becoming Batman in the comics. Whereas in this, it's the end of Batman. So they've kind of flipped the narrative a little bit
yeah.
and made it the end. Now, in the game, did you guys collect all the Riddler trophies? We say it all the time.
No, just
to get the Batman Knight Protocol trophy.
No, but I've seen the. I googled it at the time.
Yeah,
like, Do you know that?
No, I didn't actually know. No, that's
right.
I'm
so it's like
weren't there like fucking 700 trophies in this one or something?
Ridiculous, absolutely ridiculous. But obviously, the clip will probably be playing here.
We've got me pointing in this episode.
Yeah, we've not gone like that, have we?
Wherever you're going to put it, let's put it above.
I'm just going to put it all over the screen at this point. So, it's easy when we're at home and we're doing it on our own.
Really
videos,
yeah.
Which, we might go back to that, we never know.
The listeners don't know what you mean when
I know, yeah.
It.
So those that are listening, go to YouTube and watch the episode. We tell you every time. You're missing
out. At your
own
risk.
Yeah, at your own risk, yeah. You're really missing out. Dave looks hench as fuck, trust me. He's been working out just for this episode.
Only one arm, though.
Yeah. We mentioned, right, that all the villains in Batman look hench as fuck, and Dave thought, you know what? For this episode, I'm going to hit the gym.
Shave me out. I'm basically bait.
No one's fucking rather
die.
anything else you can think of story-wise that you guys enjoyed? Anything that sort of stood out to you in this game compared to
the others? I liked the thing with the Arkham Knight and the fact that it ended up being Robin. Jason Todd. But
yeah,
because obviously as a Batman fan, I already knew
you can sort of start to come into place, don't it?
So I was a little bit disappointed of like how fast I was able to work it out, and it did this. As much as I loved the storyline, at the time I was disappointed. I have rewatched it again now because obviously I know what happened, so I just went more into it with an open mind. And I've rewatched the gameplay recently, and I actually thought this is actually really fucking good.
Yeah,
I was just a little bit disappointed at the time, like how quickly I was able to figure it out. Like, I understand not everybody will know, and those people probably appreciate. Those are probably the people who thought this is the best version of the game. It was good. I just thought City was a little bit.
I'm the same. I do think City was, but it is my favorite one.
So I feel like the thing with the Joker in the Arkham Knight is better than the version with the Joker in City.
Yeah.
But I think the overall storyline of City is better than Knight.
Me personally, I think for me, I still prefer Asylum more than anything. It's a smaller map. The only, obviously, apart from the ending, which we all know, I hate. If I could change that ending,
who's that? Just big hench Joker.
Yeah, just shave off his mohawk and just that's it, and he's done. And that's how you beat him. That'd make me happy. That game itself, I think, because it was something new to begin with, it changed the way that we play Batman games. We always saw a Batman game and we thought this is going to be shit, basically. You find me a good Batman game beforehand. We said that we enjoyed particular ones. You enjoyed the Game Boy one, the animated series one. You've enjoyed Lego Batman, but it came out after Arkham. And I enjoyed the Telltale version, again, came out after Arkham.
Yeah.
So the only one who's played anything before that was you. And I mean, it doesn't live up.
But I mean, there's no comparison because it's like the early 90s when I was playing that.
It's the Game Boy version.
Yeah, exactly, it's Game Boy. You can't really compare it, can you?
Petrol was 37 P Will Smith and smack Chris Rock.
You had to get it in there.
Somewhere had to be in there, you know.
Is that to keep us current?
Yeah, just keep us current, just so you don't think we recorded this months ago and completely forgot about what's going on in the world. But I think the collection of games, no matter what, will always hold sort of a dear place in my heart. I think they've been fantastic games. Like you say, Adam, they got you through uni, you know, Dave curled up in your laundry on the floor sort of thing. For me, I remember playing them at sort of stupid times, like coming home from work and just thinking, I'm in work like first thing in the morning, but I'm going to crack out a few hours on this game. I mean, for you,
when you said crack out,
cracked out a few hours or something else.
Yeah, no, we saw your headset.
Yeah, we've seen your desk. We've seen your fucking
Jesus.
Again, for you, you know, curling up on his floor, watching him play.
Watching me crack 1 hour.
Yeah. But these games, I mean, I know we're sick of doing the Batman games now. This is week 4, technically week 5.
I used to love the games.
Doesn't have to wait so long.
This is definitely ruined it for me.
You know, no matter what, I think it is one of those games that you can still pick up, play, and enjoy. And they still, to this day, look phenomenal.
Mm. I agree. And I said at the very start, which you two like disagreed so hard with as well. Like, this is, to me, I think this is the best series of games.
I didn't disagree. I just said it's not my favourite. It's not the best.
Next week's game's the best game of all time.
To shut the fuck up. Well, we'll see about that.
But I do have to say though, just to sort of keep it relevant as well, at the time of recording today, the Easter sale went out for PlayStation. You can actually get all three Batman games on PS4 and PS5 at the moment for only £15, just so you know, if you haven't already got them. So go out there, play them. Why are PlayStation not sponsoring us? I'm wearing the T-shirt.
That was a shameless plug.
I know, Sony, sponsor us.
No, some of us don't have a PlayStation one.
Exactly. Sponsored us. You could give Adam a PS5. And he could...
We all know he's inbred.
I think Dave needs to go home.
No, not out the door, take the window.
Do you guys have anything else you want to say about the game? About the game?
No.
Adam, anything else you want to say about the game?
No, what are you going to tell Dave about the Nightfall Protocol?
Oh, yeah. So the Nightfall Protocol was at the end of the game, once you've collected all the Riddler trophies, Batman basically, his identity has been revealed, and he's just had enough of being Batman. And basically blows him and Alfred up. He's
not... What?
Pretty much how he goes.
It's not because he's had enough of being Batman. It's that his identity has been revealed and he's no longer safe. So basically the protocol is to blow up Wayne Manor with Alfred and Bruce inside to make it look like they've been attacked because now their identity is out. Okay. So to the media and to the world, Bruce and Alfred are dead. But in reality...
Bruce and Alfred are dead.
In reality, they didn't get out.
Because he teased it up for another game, which they then never fucking released.
Well, Kevin Conroy has come out and said that he would love to make another game.
I would love him to make the next, because that could, he's going to come back as... I've seen things that people have said, like, he could utilise the scare toxin for himself and be the scary Batman.
Yeah.
And really put the fear of death into everyone. And maybe he'll fucking kill a man.
He's not going to kill anyone.
Not allowed.
Well, that version of Batman's dead now, so maybe he will.
Well, we are at that point where I get to read out your memories. So
memories!
Let's have a go.
Make me feel
We've got some good ones this week. I've been sitting on these for like a week now. So I've got David on Twitter, who said, thank you for the shout out a few weeks ago. This is the guy who said that you were the best. Are not saying it this week. Arkham Knight brought something we all wanted, and it was the Batmobile. I wanted the one from the opening of the first game, but all I got was this piece of shit. We pretty much agree with you, you know. I've got Matty P. You again have commented once before on Twitter. Bringing Scarecrow back was the best move. I also agree with Adam. The Batman Arkham games are by far the best of the collection of games. So there you go. You've got someone who agrees with you.
Clever.
Matty P, you're invited round for tea. I've got Joe on Facebook who said, loved your Batman stint. We didn't. Hopefully get some other collections going forward. Dave, do you want to do a collection of episodes?
Round that, I go. Never again. This has been so stressful. It's been a nightmare.
Arkham Knight, though, having Jason Todd and having him as Red Hood was epic. Loved the original storyline, best member of the Batman family, a very disturbed character who was easily corrupted once he had been broken. The acting in this game was the best. Nice having everyone back and taking the role of as Bat-Joker. Just awe-inspiring for a Batman fan.
Badger.
That's quite long. Boker. that's quite long.
He's raising good points.
But you have made some very good points, we agree. We've also got Stacey on Facebook, who's put Arkham Knight was okay. I think Asylum was far better. I did enjoy the introduction of the Batmobile, but why was it a tank? Give me Burton's Batmobile.
Agreed. Sorry, just to touch on that as well, like that was kind of my point earlier, you know, like when I said you could get to other places.
Yeah.
But it was a tank, so surely it could have gone in water as well. So why couldn't they have put it into the water as well? Like surely, like it can fucking climb up walls. It's indestructible.
Yeah.
It can pretty much almost fly.
Yeah.
So why the fuck can it not go in water?
Can only fall with style.
Can only drown with style.
We've got Steve on Twitter. Have to say, the hentai girls on your desk, I commend you, sir. Thank you. Fucking thank you. Yes! Someone's on my side. Wear that simp badge with pride. Dude, you, sir, are the true VIP. Batman Arkham rules. Love the show. Keep that shit up.
Legend.
Here's the best bit, guys. P.S. My mum is called Deborah.
Oh, God.
Skink, we love you. Wherever you are, we all love you.
Glenn's already got a picture of on his desk, so don't worry about it.
Oh, and we've got our first email, guys. We actually got an email. We got Louise, who's emailed us. Wow. Big Dave has it right on this one. Harley in this game is the best. The outfit is my cosplay dream. She had a great character arc across the games. She went from being Joker's bitch to being Queen bitch.
That is true.
Okay, great.
I agree with that. But when you said character arc then, I thought you said she had a great character arc.
Well, that too.
Maybe that's what you meant.
She's not wrong.
Please get back in touch. Let us know. We love emails.
We'd like to see the cosplay that you were talking about as well.
Send us a picture. We'll comment.
Glenn will add it to his desk.
Like, along with Deborah. May as well. So those two that have sent the comments are never going to listen again. They're going to think you fucking assholes.
Okay.
But yeah, so thank you for your memories. It has been fantastic. I kind of, towards the end, we have sort of got to the end of Batman, just wanted to be like Batman and go, I'm hanging up the cowl and calling it a day.
Don't blow yourself up.
Yes,
please don't blow my house
yeah.
up.
I'm not blowing your house up, don't worry. So our Batman episodes have ended there. Next week we are looking at The Legend of Zelda, The Ocarina of Time. Probably one of the
only The Ocarina of Time. We're not doing a fucking series.
We'll do another Zelda episode at some point, but Ocarina of Time is one we're looking at next week. So get those memories into us. You can email us, and the email will be along here. And for those that are listening, it's Dusty, the number 2. I forgot what it is again.
Broken.
Oh, too broken. There you go. So it's Dusty. I should know. It's here. It's here.
Name,
it is Dusty, the number 2, broken.
He needs a load of
shit. No, really does actually. Yeah.
At gmail.com. You can email us on there. You can also comment on Facebook, Twitter, even on the YouTube page, and actually now on Spotify as well. If you're listening on there, you can leave comments on there. Apparently it's new. I didn't know.
I did not know that.
Leave us a 5-star review on Spotify.
You okay,
yes. I'm just getting excited for the quiz, okay? But apart from that, it is actually time for the quiz. We need Who Wants to Be a Millionaire lights now. Yeah. Sit you two on either side of the room and I'll love it.
This is when Glenn's doing. He's going to have him in front of him.
Is that the prize?
Yeah.
I don't want it.
If you guys at home want to get us those fancy lights that fall from the ceiling and shine on everybody, please send us some money. Because we're poor.
I'm gutted because I did attempt to make me and Dave some cards for today and I failed because the printer decided, well, I don't want to work.
Have you guys got your scrap pieces of paper?
I always have.
So you're going to have to hide them from each other and then show them to the camera.
Well, that's going to be more difficult for me because mine's double-sided.
Yes, that's going to be really awkward.
Oh, no.
So... don't look at each other, just look forward. Okay.
Fine by me, Glenn.
Well, why don't we look directly at each other? Hey, bitch!
This is probably going to be the most interesting quiz we've done. So, to those that did comment and ask if they could do the quiz this week, obviously due to scheduling conflicts and illnesses.
And my asshole.
Yeah, we just haven't been able to get anybody on. So that will come around again. You will have the chance to ask us questions.
Maybe for Zelda.
Maybe for Zelda. You never know. But let's get on with the quiz. So, question number 1. Do you reckon I should put the question here at the bottom of the screen as well? Question comes along. Who is the first major character you encounter as Batman? Is it A, Poison Ivy, B, Penguin, C, Firefly, D, Arkham Knight?
In
These are all Arkham Knight based questions.
Oh, you fucking piece of shit. What is the opening scene?
In the clock now.
Was it major character or major enemy? Like,
who is the first major character?
Can you read them out again?
Yeah, so Poison Ivy.
Yep.
Penguin. Firefly. Arkham Knight.
Okay.
So either way, it's going to be a villain.
Yeah.
So.
Fuck.
I'm ready.
Remember, guys, at the camera. So, 3, 2, 1. So, Dave said A, Adam said B, Dave is right with A.
Yay!
Who's that?
So Poison Ivy. You put B.
Who was?
Who was the first major character he came across?
Who was B?
Penguin.
Oh! Oh, what did I do?
God's sake.
I genuinely
don't know. Right, here we go. Yeah, sure. You've been sniffing his underpants too long.
I wonder what the aroma was. That's beer toxin, that. That's what that is.
I thought Penguin was A.
God's sake.
I did read out the answer. You didn't think about
it. I wasn't listening.
Move on. You might be able to claw it back.
Got it. It's only one.
Which of these characters does not have a DLC based around them? Is it A, Batgirl, B, Catwoman, C, Red Hood, D, Riddler?
Does not have a DLC.
Doesn't have a DLC.
Based after them.
Based around them.
I feel like this is a trick question from one.
Okay.
Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
So in 3, 2, 1. Dave is right with D.
Ah, yes.
Riddler. Okay. Question number 3. Which of these villains does not appear in Arkham Knight? Is it A, Mad Hatter, B, Man-Bat?
We never talked about Man-Bat.
Yeah, well,
no, we did.
That's because we fucked up last week.
Yeah, good point.
Well, last episode. That's my bad. C, Killer Croc. D, Bane.
Does not appear.
Does not appear.
Okay.
I feel like that's a trick question as well.
Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
So in 3...
If I show this and you say it's the version I'm thinking in my head,
I'm getting punched in. So in 3, 2, 1. You are both correct with D, Bane.
I thought you were going to say Mad Hatter, but he doesn't care because in the police thing, his shit is in the cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question number 4. How many Riddler trophies are there to collect? Is it A, 370? B, 568, C, 243, or D, 179?
Oh,
sorry, just say them again. Sorry.
A, 370.
Yeah.
B, 568, C, 243, D, 179.
This is going to be a complete guess, this one.
Same.
You ready?
I remember there being a fucking ridiculous amount.
Okay.
You ready, Dave?
Yeah.
So in 3, 2, 1. So Adam says B, Dave says C. Dave is correct with C.
What the fuck?
Oh, God. Seriously.
243.
That's a complete guess.
Fuck's sake.
I'm battering you in this one.
Dave's up for 100%.
I know, I'm up 100%, come on.
Okay.
That was a good point, guys.
It would help, but I'm not tallying these, so I'm just hoping that we're all keeping count here. So, question number 5. Who does Batman team up with to take down the Penguin? Is it A, Batgirl, B, Nightwing, C, Robin, D, Batwoman.
Oh.
I actually know this
yeah,
one.
Yeah, actually, I think I know this one. Okay.
So, in 3, 2, 1.
B.
You are both correct with B, Nightwing.
5 for 5, baby. 5 for 5.
He's gonna punch him. Okay. It's now getting a bit tricky now, Dave. Question number 6. This is gonna be a complete guess, I can feel it. What is the most wanted mission featuring Laszlo Valentine called? Is it A, Lambs to the Slaughter, B, The Great Crime Escapade, C, The Perfect Crime, or D, Armed and Dangerous?
I don't even know what the fuck you're on about.
It's one of the side quests.
Sorry, just say them again.
Yeah, so is it A, Lambs to the Slaughter, B, The Great Crime Escapade, C, The Perfect Crime, or D, Armed and Dangerous?
Oh. If he gets this right, I'm going to be pissed.
Oh, I don't want to get it right now. That's a pissing one.
Oh. And just so you know, you can see there's no cheating. No one can see my screen. So, you ready?
Yeah.
So in 3, 2, 1. You are both correct. We've seen. Adam's title is on the line.
What's going on?
You can't see my screen, right?
No. Glenn, you need to trip him up.
And I just know that none of you have got access to this because it's on a separate drive.
I'm the only one here who hasn't got anything. I've got no laptop, I've got nothing.
Right. Question number 7. Which Joker clone kills the other clones?
Oh, I know this one.
Is it A, Henry, B, Jeff, C, Albert, D, Christina? Uh-huh. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. In 3, 2, 1. You are both correct with A.
Yeah.
Fuck's sake, he's on 7-4 today.
How many have you got right?
4.
Oh, you're on 4.
Question number 8. Which character is thought to have committed suicide?
I didn't think you got that many right.
Why not? We should double check.
I've got the last 3 right in a row.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
Which character is thought to have committed suicide in the story? Is it A, Alfred, B, Bruce Wayne, C, Oracle, or D, Dick Grayson? You ready?
Yeah.
So in 3, 2, 1. You both said C. You are both correct.
Yay.
Shit. There's only 2 more left. So I can't win, but you've got to trip him up.
He just don't want that 100 him.
Which doesn't help that this question he's already answered.
Oh,
don't say that.
I might switch it round for the tiebreaker. I might switch it round for the tiebreaker.
No! That's not fair!
Alright. What is revealed to be the Joker's biggest fear?
Oh.
Is it A, bananas?
B, Deborah.
B, spiders. C, Harley marrying Batman. Or D, being forgotten?
Let's just
get
this bit over.
There you go. You both said D, you both got it right. So.
Wait, but I'm 9.
Dave now more. Needs to answer what? This to be the second person out of the 3 of us to score 10 out of 10. And this is why I didn't want to go too much into this before, because this is the last question. How many islands in Gotham is it split into?
No.
Is it A, 2, B7, C3, or D10?
Fuck, fuck, and fuck. that you can explore in the game.
Yeah, yeah. Three islands that Gotham is split into.
Just tell me the numbers again, please. I've got them on pressure now. I've got to get this right.
B7, C3, D10.
I'm torn between two.
What is not two? I can
say no,
that.
No, it's two.
Why would you say that? Stop giving him a hand.
Yeah, okay.
Right. So he's
going with
two. No! I wouldn't mind that, but I probably messed up. Sydney. I went, he swayed to three islands. Proper messed it up.
You know, he asked him to repeat the question. He went, what three islands is it split into?
Yes, 100%. 100%.
That doesn't count because he gave me the answer.
No, he said, sure.
He wasn't listening. We know he wasn't listening.
I think he was play acting. No. I'm not having that.
100%, baby. Yes.
That's got to be a little clip there where I'm reading now. And Dave's like, oh, God, I don't know. And Adam looks at me and went, and Ash went,
no, I looked at you because I was like, I'm just giving the fucking answer.
But he didn't look.
I got it right, don't matter.
Those fucking underpants are really messing with your brain, aren't you?
The ambiance.
Next week, Dave will be wearing the underpants. For good luck. That's
were you wearing those underpants when you wrote the questions? Because maybe. The song was like...
Yeah, he's wrote the answers in the underpants.
The questions were rooted deep in the centre. Dave's been breathing that in.
And like I say, there was no way you could have cheated because they were here. And he didn't even listen to the fact that I gave the answer.
Well, once again, I didn't really do any research, but it came to
what can I say? But yeah, I think on that note, it's time to end this week's episode and time to end our Batman collection of episodes.
Finally.
He's so angry.
Stay tuned as we watch Adam beat the shit out of Dave. It's going to be fantastic. But on that note, we're going to end this week's episode. Remember, you can like, comment and subscribe on YouTube, Spotify. We're on Stitcher at the moment as well. We're doing quite well on there. So come give us a follow. Come give us a listen. Leave any comments, anything you want to see, any games you want us to play. I mean, we've probably already played them, but we are always happy to play them again. But from me, Glenn, from Big Dave, from Adam, see you next time on the next episode of From Dusty Couches to Broken Discs.
Bye. Later.
Bye. Insert ending music here.
We should have asked them to let them know if they actually liked us being in person.
Yes. Well, the two bits still going at the end. Just sort of like cut back, like static and go, did you enjoy us being together? Did you like this?
No.
Never again. The comment, please don't ever be together.
Never, ever again.
I saw the utter rage in Adam's eyes.
Now let's enjoy the ambiance.
Turn it towards us like...
Warmed by Glenn's eyes. It's like a parachute.
It's a fucking pillowcase.
Sure, underpants, Glenn, we know it.